Giants training camp starts July 27th and practices are open to the public every day at 1:30 p.m. at the Giants training facility. July 28th is autograph day when you can come down and get the signature of your favorite Giant. For the full training camp schedule, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmoke. With training camp on the horizon, we're doing a preview of all the position groups, and to do it on special teams is our special teams coordinator, Tom Quinn. Coach, how you doing?
We're doing great.
All right, you have some competition at the kicker position, really, for the first time in a while. You have two kickers, David Buehler, and, of course, you have Josh Brown that came in. What have you seen from both guys so far in the offseason program?
They've both been working very hard, getting the operation down between the snap, the hold, and the kick, which is a big part of their job, and getting their times right, so we've been pleased with that. And then, you know, the consistency is another thing. Lawrence was a consistent kicker for us, and so we're looking to replace that, and they both have been competing very well.
And both guys have been known for having big legs. Are you going to see maybe we can stretch the field a little bit more, trying kicks between 50, you know, in the 55-yard type of range?
We'll see. I mean, that always comes down to field position. They're right. Great kicks if you can make them. If not, then you're going to put your defense in a tough spot. And we take pride in being able to down the ball inside the 10-yard line with our punt team. So that's a decision that usually comes down to wind and, you know, the weather factors and, you know, the chance of making it.
Obviously, you guys took a couple years to replace Jeff Fields, but it seems like you've really settled into a comfort zone with Steve Weatherford, and he does a lot of the things you want your punter to do in terms of positioning the ball and directional kicking.
Yeah, we do believe in directional kicking, and he just done a really nice job with it. Kind of was up and down last year. He had good numbers. He ended up with good numbers, but I think, and he thinks, you know, there's a lot more there that could be had with his, you know, net numbers, which we really look at, and limiting some of the big returns. So that's something we're working on with hang time. And, again, with the balls down inside the 10, it's going to be a team effort to move us a little bit higher in those rankings.
Now, I know you mentioned earlier in the offseason that you're trying to find a guy that can make some plays in that punt and return position, something that's been lacking for a couple years in a row now.
Yep.
Have you seen some sparks from some guys in this offseason program that you think might be able to fill that role?
We have. You know, Hosley's done a really nice job, and Jernigan, and Reuben Randall. And so, and it's a team effort. You know, we really believe you got to block the ends first, the gunners coming down the field to get the thing started, and then we got to win individual battles, and then from there, you know, it comes down to the returner being explosive to be able to hit that second gear and to create the field position that we want.
Of course, catching the ball is pretty important to Coach Coughlin, too, isn't it?
Well,
first and foremost,
if you're not going to catch it, you're not going to be back there. So we've stopped him. We've got to secure the ball and turn it back, give it back to our offense. So that is the number one job.
I imagine it remains to be seen, based on his offensive role, how much you're going to have David Wilson in there as your kick returner.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how that plays out, and we feel confident with our system that's in place and the blockers, and it is a team effort, you know, but that is the spark that you need, and so we feel good about some of the guys that have been doing it this spring, and so we'll see how that all plays out.
As a coach, is there a different skill set that's necessary to return kickoffs as opposed to punts, and if there is a difference, what is it?
There's a different skill set. You know, with kickoffs, you have a little more time to build up the speed and to hit it. Sometimes you need a little bit better eyes to read the blocking scheme and what the read is. Punt returners, it's more short area quickness, be able to make that first man miss to be able to get the thing started.
Need a little more size to do kickoffs too, since you have, you know, maybe guys getting a little bit more of a full speed coming at you?
Yeah, I mean, they come in all shapes and sizes, obviously, in this league. But, you know, the running backs have been good, but then there's also been receivers that have been real productive doing that as well.
And, of course, one of the things you have to do, you might have the toughest job in this offseason program, is you have to look at all these young guys, these undrafted free agents, and you got to figure out how they can fit in on your coverage teams.
Right.
How has that gone, trying to get these guys, who maybe in college were the stars of their teams, they didn't play specials, to get them into the room and not only get dedicated to special teams, but be willing to go out there and do it on the field?
You know, it starts at the top, and so there's a buy-in right from the first rookie mini camp that we spend time with them, and, you know, we show them tape of all the older guys doing it before them, so they've seen Jason Pierre-Paul cover kicks, DeMontre Moore seen Justin Tuck cover kicks, and so they know what the expectation is coming in, and then from there we just, you know, jump full speed ahead with them and just really get into the details, and we install everything in the spring so that they get it all. And we see how much they can retain, how much they can, you know, remember out on the practice field. And then the big key is now when we get to training camp is, you know, how fast can they do it? Can they do it faster than their opponent? So that'll be the big thing, and I've been really pleased with all the new guys that have come in. Like you mentioned, you know, the rookie class has been productive for us, and I'm really happy with the veteran UFAs that have come in. You know, there are guys that have all played that we've played against, and we feel good bringing them in. I think they'll be a solid addition to our unit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Giants special team coach Tom Quinn. Plenty more coming up on Giants.com. Make sure you stay tuned.